I have no space to work out in a hotel room. I have no equipment to use. That is just an obstacle that you have to overcome, because it is very possible to get in an effective workout with no equipment and with very little space. So I personally don't ever let that be an excuse for myself to not get in an effective workout. Welcome to the Love Your Body Now podcast, the podcast for women who are ready to feel confident in their body right now and redefine what health looks like for them. I'm Savannah, your host, and together we'll be having conversations about what it means to accept and love our bodies now while simultaneously prioritizing our health journey. We'll be debunking beliefs that do not serve us and diving into misconceptions and unhealthy narratives in the fitness world so that we can rebuild our foundation from a place of self-love. Let's talk about how you can prioritize your fitness and workouts while you are traveling. And at the time of this recording, I am actually about to travel back home for a couple of days. I won't be there too long, but I know for me, it's a priority to still prioritize exercise and working out, even if I'm traveling a lot. And there may be some of you who are listening to this podcast, and maybe you travel a lot for work, or maybe you go on vacation sometimes and you feel like when you go on these trips or go visit family or whatever, maybe it really like derails your schedule and you end up feeling guilty, or you end up feeling like it just is really hard to get back on track when you have these things come up. So I figured it would be a good episode to talk about and share some of the tips that I use in my own life, and things that I've realized myself throughout the years, just how I can make it work for me. So the first thing that I want to address and say is that obviously if you don't already have any kind of routine in place before worrying about how you're going to implement exercise and working out when on vacation, whether it's because you feel guilty when you're on vacation. I know sometimes, and I've felt this in the past too, but I've heard other people talk about feeling guilty for going out to eat more when they're traveling, or ordering more drinks, or just doing things that they don't normally do, and then feeling like they need to work it off. That is obviously, that's an internal issue that we need to work through, and understand that a week of a vacation and making choices like that is not going to completely overthrow your entire health. And there are little things that you can do to be more mindful of your choices that will not force you to, not enjoy yourself, but at the same time, you're still being mindful of your decisions so that you still feel good and you're not going to feel like crap throughout the entire vacation or trip. But I do want to say, first and foremost, if you don't already have an established routine and established habits before going on these trips and starting to think about those things, I would say that that's probably got to be more of a priority anyways. If you're struggling to establish that routine and those habits just with your regular schedule of being at home, that should probably be more of a priority before worrying about what you're going to do when you're traveling. Obviously, when you are traveling, I think it's a great idea to be mindful and want to prioritize exercise and movement, but just know that I think that that's somewhat of like a foundation for yourself. If you have a regular routine that you have, it's going to be that much easier to figure out how you can integrate that routine or continue that routine when you're not in your regular schedule, or at home, like you're traveling for whatever reason. Just because you're going to have more awareness of yourself and you're going to have more knowledge of the different types of things that you can do to incorporate movement. So first and foremost, I would start there if you don't already have that established routine. And you all know that, like, I've always preached, like, the smaller you can start with the habit, the better you are off, like, setting yourself up for success and continuing with something long term. The smaller that you start in terms of, like, the different habits that you're trying to establish, it's going to be way easier for you to stick with them because it's not going to be fighting your current identity of who you are, like who you portray yourself to be. And I've done episodes way in the beginning, kind of more about the psychology of establishing new habits and establishing sustainable lifestyle changes when it comes to our health. So if you want to go back to those episodes, definitely go back and listen to them. But it's really important to start small with yourself and really not overwhelm yourself with these new habits if you want to stay with them long term and not feel super overwhelmed. I know it's not ideal. Like we want to jump all in and we want to see changes quickly, but really when it comes to our health, that's just not the best approach to have. So, starting small with yourself, if you are really trying to establish a foundation of healthy habits, is the best place to start. When it comes to traveling, let's just have the scenario that you are going to be going on a vacation for a week-long trip. And let's say that you're going to stay in an Airbnb with, a group of friends or whatever. So for me personally, like when I'm traveling, if I'm going to the airport, if I know that it's going to be a long plane ride, I go really stir crazy when I'm sitting for long periods of time. I can feel the energy build up inside my body, and it kind of turns into this form of anxiety. I can't stand being still for very long. So when I am flying or going to the airport, I will try to find ways that I can move, whether I'm waiting at the airport or when I get off of the airport, out of the airport, and like where my destination is going. The biggest thing that I try to find opportunities for is either some kind of stretching or walking. And we all know that if you're waiting in an airport, you can easily walk up and down the strip of the airport or whatever, like the inside. Obviously it matters of how long your wait is, but and how much travel how much luggage you have. But in a way, like the luggage can be a good thing because you're challenging your body, you're moving your body, and you're kind of, I don't want to say like you're countering the whole fact that you're gonna have to be sitting for a while in an airplane. I like doing that. I know when Victor and I went to Hawaii and we were waiting at the airport, we had a long layover on our way back, and we did like a ton of walking. We walked around the airport just to get in movement because it was such a long travel day of sitting that it was like, I need to move around. So we did that. The other thing that I will do is I will stretch, and I don't care if people look at me. And that's like the one thing. I know sometimes I can get super self-conscious of like doing those things in an like when there's a lot of people around. So you might feel the same way, but it's like, you know what? I don't give a shit. If they're gonna like stare at me and judge me for like taking care of my body, like whatever. So that's kind of the mentality I have to get over myself of not wanting people to stare at me, of like doing stretches in the airport. So I'll do stretches, especially ones where like for muscles that get super tight and they shorten when I'm in a sitting position for a long time. You can easily Google or look up specific stretches for certain areas of your body. If you know your back gets really tight when you fly, then you can easily like look up what stretches you should do to help prevent that tightness and just help prevent the shortening that's happening when you're in that sitting position for so long. There's different muscle activations that you can do to, again, just help prepare your body to be sitting in a position for that long, in the same position for that long. So I like to do things like that on days of travel, especially if I know it's going to be a long one, or if I know that I'm not going to have a lot of time to do actual workouts when I'm at my point of destination. So let's go back to the example of, you're going on a trip, or you're staying in an Airbnb or maybe a hotel room, whatever. It's really simple to make use of the space that you have. And I know that if you're someone who maybe goes to a gym and you use all of the equipment at the gym, it can be hard to see past that idea of like, I have no space to work out in a hotel room. I have no equipment to use. That is just an obstacle that you have to overcome, because it is very possible to get in an effective workout with no equipment and with very little space. So I personally don't ever let that be an excuse for myself to not get in an effective workout. I know when we were in Hawaii, we had a pretty big Airbnb space, so I had plenty of space to do some workouts. And one of the things that the guys did was they actually found a Planet Fitness that was pretty close by, and they both already had memberships there. So they were able to go get in a workout at a Planet Fitness the whole time we were there, which is also something that you can do, where you can kind of look into the area, see what gyms are nearby. Sometimes those gyms will have passes that you can use, or if you have a gym that's got a lot of, what am I trying to say? Got a lot of locations, then you can obviously use your gym if that's in the area. The other thing too is if you're staying at a hotel, typically hotels will have gyms in them. So it's not really about, like, here's my opinion on it is I'm not super focused on getting in my regular routine workouts. Taking a ton of time to work out when I'm traveling or on vacation. That's just me. It depends. I mean, if I'm going to be somewhere for 2 weeks, then yeah, I'll probably take it a little more seriously and prioritize it a little bit differently. But for example, I'm going home this upcoming week. I'll be home for about 4 days. And 2 of those days, I'll be traveling for part of them, not a whole long day of traveling. So it's kind of like, and I'll only have, a good, like, I'll have a short amount of time to visit with family and see family. So I'm not going to be super concerned about missing a couple of days of working out for my regular workouts. However, there is space for me to do my workouts at my parents' house if I decided, hey, like, I'm going to get up a little bit earlier and do my regular workout that I do. It's not going to be that hard for me to do that. It's just a matter of, okay, like, and this is usually my mentality is, what's my sleep schedule going to be like? Am I going to be getting home like at midnight, and then I am not going to be getting a lot of sleep, or am I going to have to get up super early to catch a flight in the morning, and then I'm going to have a long day ahead of me? I will try to prioritize sleep as best as I can, especially when I'm traveling, because usually when I'm traveling, sleep is not guaranteed. And for me, it's kind of like counterproductive to do intense workouts, over and over again with very minimal rest. If you are loving the Love Your Body Now podcast, then I want to take a moment to tell you about the Love Your Body Now apparel line. And I think that if you are loving this podcast and you are someone who is like on your self-growth journey, you are working on your body confidence and the whole body positivity, you're all behind that, then you're definitely going to want to go check out the Love Your Body Now apparel line. We have a link in the show notes where you can check it out. And if you're not someone who, likes to buy a lot of shirts or hoodies or crew necks, we also have stickers for a majority of the designs that we have on our shirts as well. So if you are someone who likes to add cute stickers to your water bottle or your laptop or whatever else you like to customize, we also offer that as well. Some of my favorite little slogans that we have on our apparel so far are the anti-diet club slogans, the growing in progress, and of course, love your body now, all about what this podcast is about and this brand is about. So if you are into that and you want to check out some of the cute shirts and crew necks and hoodies and stickers that we have, be sure to pause this episode and click on the link in the show notes to the Love Your Body Now store. All right, let's get back to the episode. Sleep, aka sleep. So, and this is something I even recognize in my day-to-day habits where I typically do not get good sleep on Mondays and Tuesdays. My weekend schedule is typically a little bit different than my weekday schedule. My weekday schedule, I get up around 4:30 a.m. Obviously, I don't get up that early on the weekends, and I stay up a little bit later on the weekends, and that's just something that I choose to do, and I'm okay with that. I've made peace with that decision. Maybe I'll change it in the future if it's not working out for me, but typically on Mondays and Tuesdays, and I've always struggled with sleep. That's just something that I've always struggled with. So those two combinations of me trying to kind of get back to my normal sleeping schedule, plus already struggling with sleep in the first place, I tend to stress about the week of work ahead of me, and so I don't get as good as sleep. And Mondays and Tuesdays, I'll usually wake up and do my workouts. And by Wednesday, it's kind of like, okay, I haven't really gotten good sleep. Wednesday, I usually use as my rest day, and I'll sleep in a little bit longer to kind of make up for those 2 days, because it's like I'm not gonna keep pushing my body like really hard and not be getting the adequate amount of rest that I need to recover from these workouts. Like, again, it's like counterproductive for me. So I implement that rest day in the middle of the week because it's like I need this. Like, my body needs this. And so that's what I do. And I kind of have the same mentality with my working out and when I'm traveling. It's like if I'm going to be super jet lagged, I'm not going to have this mentality that I need to go hard at the gym or, get a hard workout in and then not get any sleep from it because I know my body needs its rest after working out that intensely. So that's kind of my mentality of it. I know with me going home, it's very likely that I might not get a whole lot of sleep because I'm going to want to be using that time while I'm home to see my family as much as I possibly can. And if that means not going to bed at the normal time that I go to bed, it is what it is. So there are other ways that I'll probably implement movement, which again, I always fall back on walking and stretching if I know that it's going to be, I'm not going to get in a cardio workout or a strength training workout. But sometimes I'll use my on-demand workouts that I have access to, and there will be one on there, like a 20-minute HIIT workout or whatever, no equipment needed. And that makes it super easy for me to get in a quick workout, not really need any type of equipment or resources around, just need a little bit of space, and it feels good. So it's just really about understanding what my itinerary is for the trip, and also like what resources that I have access to. So that's really my mentality with it. I make use of the space. I also try to pay attention to what our schedule is. If you're going somewhere like we just did Hawaii, we knew we were going to be doing a lot of hiking. So it's like, great. I mean, that's my exercise for the day then. I wasn't putting all this pressure on myself of like, oh my gosh, you're eating out every single day and you're doing this and you're doing this, like you need to work out harder. I don't like to put that kind of pressure on myself. The best way that I can put it is I like to think of exercise as a way to optimize my life in general. And then when I go on my vacations and my trips, I enjoy them and I don't stress about my workouts because that's kind of why I train in the first place, is because I want to optimize my health, and I want to be able to move and like have that functionality with my body. And so when I go on the trips, I just want to be present and I want to enjoy them. And I don't want to be stressing about, oh, did I get in my upper body workout today? Like that's really not my mentality. So, I mean, if I could give you any tips on that, it would be, like be grateful for what your body can do and the training that you've done, like how, what kind of freedom it's given you in your life, and how can you give thanks for that? And maybe that does mean you do get in an extra workout and then you go on a hike. Like everybody's different. So I'm not saying that getting in an intense workout while you're traveling, while also going to be doing hiking and maybe you're doing a lot of physical activities on your trip. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. It's just understanding yourself enough to know what your body needs and know what you're okay with, and just being present and being happy with where you're at. The other thing I will add too, which this has more to do with eating while traveling, is when we were at that Airbnb in Hawaii, we knew we were going to be eating out like a lot while we were there. So one of the things that we did when we got there on our first day was we went to the grocery store and picked up food that we could have for the Airbnb. That's the nice thing about staying in an Airbnb is you usually have access to stuff that you can use to cook and whatever. So I was like, okay, like I'm gonna get what I normally get for breakfast every single day, and I'm just gonna make a breakfast every time that we're here. And my breakfast will be taken care of all, and usually my breakfasts are really healthy. I like to eat, eggs, some kind of protein, avocados or healthy fats, and lots of vegetables. So I love my breakfasts that I make in the morning. And so that was a really easy way for me to continue, again, my foundational habits that I already have set in place. I just brought them with me when we are traveling. And I usually will do that almost everywhere that we go. I try to stick to my breakfast being like, this is my lighter meal for the day and also one of my more nutritious meals. And I try to stick with that, like almost everywhere that I go. If I'm not home, even when I go visit family, like that's kind of a really big priority for me. I know, I think I've talked about it before on the podcast. Like I do not like to eat foods that are going to spike my blood sugar in the morning. That's like one of the non-negotiables for me that I just am like, I just would rather eat my light, nutritious breakfast and avoid all of the sugary crap that a lot of places sell as breakfast meals in the morning. And that's just me personally. Like, I just, my non-negotiable again. So, if I can do anything to control that for my meals, I'm pretty happy. And then, as the day goes on, things come up, like I can eat, we could go out for lunch, we could go out for dinner. I may still be super mindful of what I'm ordering, but that's at least I know I like with my breakfast, I ate like really good and I feel good about it. So, that's what I'll say about eating healthy when you're traveling, because that's a whole nother topic, right? But, So again, traveling, like just kind of knowing what your itinerary is going to be. What activities are you going to be doing? Are you going to be getting a lot of sleep? Are you not? Just really listening to what your body is going to need. And then when you return, not carrying any kind of guilt. I know it's easier said than done. I'm sure I'll probably struggle with it even just going home, like in not eating what I regularly eat and then feeling like when I get back, oh, I gotta really like go hard on my workouts and really reel it back in with my eating habits. And to an extent, like that's a it's a good thing because it's like, okay, like I want to get back to my routine, and have that discipline. Like discipline is a good thing, but trying not to have guilt linger in with it can be the challenge. And I think it's important to really try not to carry the guilt, because it never comes from a good place. It always is like coming from a place of shame and feeling bad about ourselves, and that's never really gonna have a positive outcome for ourselves. So really do your best to let that go. Again, I know it's easier said than done, but the best advice that I can give you is just jump back into where you left off when you return. And don't do anything extra or extreme to try and make up for what just happened while you were traveling. Just go back to how things were. Jump back into your routine of, okay, where did I leave off with my workouts? What am I gonna have for my meals tomorrow? Like, what would I usually have? That's the best way that I feel like can help with that guilt lingering, is not to take it to an extreme or take it further than your regular routine to avoid feeling shameful or crappy about yourself. Again, because I just don't think it really serves us. I feel like it's not a good feeling. So I know that this episode's a little bit shorter today, but with all the traveling that's been going on for the summer, I felt like it would be a helpful episode to talk about it and just share what really works for me. And if you have anything to add to that, feel free to message me, or if you have any questions about a specific situation, I'd be happy to help out and provide insight in whatever you have a question of. So I hope that this episode was helpful. I will chat with you next week, and I hope that you have a great week. All right, bye. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. You have no idea how grateful I am to have you as one of the Love Your Body Now listeners. If you are loving this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you subscribed and left a review. This helps me get the message out to more women just like you who are also committed to their journey. And if you love this episode, please be sure to share it with someone who you know needs to hear today's message. Together, we can help more women recognize their self-worth and build their confidence from a much deeper place, just like you're doing right now. Let's help change the world one woman at a time. All right, talk to you soon, friend.